Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 76 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
You know, a lot of their parameters just not indicative to exactly what law enforcement is like.
A report rating Kentucky one of the worst states to be a police officer is inaccurate. That's according to a local officer.
The Jenny Wiley Amphitheater will host the Music Rules Festival this weekend.
A teen banned from school after refusing a chickenpox vaccine has contracted chickenpox.
Governor Bevin is urging lawmakers to support the newest pension reform bill.
Rallies for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Rocky Adkins are scheduled for this weekend.
In sports, a look at 16th Region baseball and softball are in action.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
And a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 64 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A local police officer says the Wallet Hub rating of Kentucky being one of the worst states to be a police officer is not accurate. The overall ranking included each of the 50 states and the District of Columbia, with Kentucky ranking 47th. Captain Kyle Callahan of the Moorhead Police Department says the parameters are not indicative to what law enforcement is like in Kentucky.
We are a rural state, and when you compare us to other states that may have a higher population, have a higher tax base, of course they're going to have more officers. You know, and going by that, our tax base a lot of times doesn't support the income. So, of course, we're going to fall due to income, you know, restrictions too. You know, just because we don't have the tax base.
Each state was ranked using a 100-point score, with 40 points allocated to opportunity and competition, 40 to job hazards and protections, and 20 to quality of life, according to Wallet Hub. Kentucky scored 38.46.
The Mountain Arts Center in Capture, Kentucky are putting on the first ever Music Rules Festival. The festival will be held on Saturday, May 11th at the Jenny Wiley Amphitheater. Joe Campbell, interim executive director of the Mountain Arts Center, gives an inside look of what to expect.
You're going to see all kinds of cross genres of music. You're going to have some Americana, some blues and R&B, some Southern rock. It's just a diverse lineup of musicians and bands.
Tickets are $22 in advance, $27 at the door, and can be purchased by visiting www.macarts.com.
The Powell County Search and Rescue is urging hikers to take precautions before heading out into the woods. WKYT reports teams with Search and Rescue have responded to 3 calls for help in the Red River Gorge within the past 3 days. Lisa Johnson with Powell County Search and Rescue says one of the most important things to keep track of is staying hydrated, and knowing the signs of dehydration can potentially save a life.
Dizziness. A lot of times you're confused, but one thing that I did find out is your breath. Your breath will start feeling dry, your tongue from the saliva dehydrating, and you'll get a bad taste in your mouth, and that's one of your big signs of dehydration.
Johnson says another major thing to be concerned about is what clothing to wear. Johnson says snakes, insects, and poison ivy can be a big problem for hikers this time of year, so it's important to make sure to wear proper clothing before heading out. Search and Rescue recommends that anyone going hiking should take a whistle in case of an emergency.
A Northern Kentucky teenager who was banned from school after refusing to get a chickenpox vaccine has been diagnosed with the illness. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
A chickenpox outbreak in March at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Assumption Academy in Walton prompted state health officials to order unvaccinated students to stay away from the school. Student Jerome Kunkel and his family filed a lawsuit saying he would not be allowed to play in his final basketball games due to the order. A judge ended up siding with health officials in the case. Now Kunkel has come down with the chickenpox, but has since been cleared to return to school. I'm Haley Hansen.
3 new cancer treatments will soon be available through Pikeville Medical Center's Radiation Oncology Department. Medical officials say new drugs containing radioactivity act as a sort of, quote, magic bullet, targeting cancer cells directly. A second treatment for prostate cancer emits alpha particles affecting cancer cells in the bone. A third treatment is a combination of immunotherapy and radiotherapy. Radiation oncologist Brad Collett tells WYMT that thanks to the new treatments, patients can see immediate benefits.
So some of the lower doses we're able to use also now, it's safe to let people leave the hospital as long as we can make sure that they're, again, kind of in a quasi-isolation for a few days. So because of this, we can offer these treatments here now and patients don't have to travel.
Doctors say to expect these treatments to become available to patients at PMC within the next few weeks.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin sent out a letter yesterday in response to top GOP lawmakers who said the newest pension reform bill lacks the votes to pass. Bevin and lawmakers are trying to stop a spike in pension costs before July 1st. The governor told WKYT preventative measures must be taken.
But if we don't start paying it now, we will not be able to afford it when it comes crashing down. And it will destroy our regional universities. And it will destroy our quasi-governmental organizations.
Bevin says he is ready to call a special session once lawmakers say they are ready to take action.
As the May primary approaches, rallies for Democratic candidate Rocky Adkins are scheduled to take place later this week. WMKY's Grant Johnson has the story.
The primary election is 2 weeks away, and rallies for Democratic candidate Rocky Adkins will be held in eastern Kentucky this weekend. Campaign officials says the rallies will take place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 11th at the Walmart traffic light in Hazard and by Lowe's in Pikeville. Adkins is one of four candidates vying for the Democrat nomination. Voters will decide between Adkins, Attorney General Andy Beshear, former Auditor Adam Edelin, and Jeff Young on May 21st. For WMKY News, I'm Grant Johnson.
We'll be back with more news right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at morehedstate.edu/recreation.
Several people could face life behind bars for bringing drugs and contraband into a Greenup County prison. A two-year investigation led to seven indictments for engaging in organized crime. Investigators have listened to more than 3,600 phone calls and hours of video surveillance. Jailer Mike Worthington said with 160 inmates, almost all addicts, it's an impossible task but one worth doing. He tells WSAZ whether the charge is missing child support or murder, the root cause for 90% of inmates being in jail is drugs.
Most of these guys in here are working 8 or 12-hour shifts trying to figure out how to keep it out, and they're back there thinking 24 hours a day how to get it in. It's like learning a second language, because what they call a ball is not a ball.
Worthington says the reason behind all this is not to hand out more punishment, but to prevent an overdose at the jail. The penalty for engaging in organized crime is 10 to 20 years in prison.
Lexington police have set up a base of operations along Military Pike as they continue searching for 85-year-old Dwight Newton. Family members found Newton's car on the street this morning. They think his car broke down last night. Newton was last seen around 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Family believe he was heading to visit his wife's grave at Bluegrass Memorial Gardens in Nicholasville. They say that's not out of the ordinary. When he didn't return, they got worried. His family says he suffers from the early stages of dementia and has refused treatment and medication, but also say that he's never had a significant problem. Angie McBride is Newton's niece. She told WKYT that nothing like this has ever happened.
I think maybe once in a while he might turn a wrong street or something, but he knew exactly where he was because he grew up right behind him. So it's not that he's lost, and we're not sure where he is at all.
Nicholasville Police, along with Lexington Police, Lexington Fire Crews, and Kentucky State Police, are all aiding in the search. Neighbors along Military Pike are also using their own equipment and helping search property.
A man broke into a Knott County elementary school over the weekend, stealing more than $15,000 worth of electronics and school supplies. The man broke into the school early Sunday morning through a back window and was caught on video by the school security system. Jared Huff, the principal of Jones Fork Elementary, tells WYMT that the items stolen are essential to day-to-day classwork.
The material that he took from us is pretty detrimental to our day-to-day functions. So if anybody does have any information, I'd love it if they could help us out on identifying this person.
The man is roughly 5 feet 10 inches tall with neck tattoos. Anyone with information should contact the Knott County Sheriff's Department.
Two people are in prison and a third is scheduled for trial in Ironton, Ohio, for the overdose death of a 2-year-old in January. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has more.
29-year-old Casey Bogus and 37-year-old David Large were both sentenced to 10 years last month for the involuntary manslaughter of Bogus' son. 2-year-old Bentley Deere died in an apartment in January. Blood tests showed powerful narcotics in the child's bloodstream. 34-year-old Jonathan Rice is accused of bringing the drugs responsible for the toddler's death into the apartment. A cocktail of narcotics were found in the boy's system, which included fentanyl, morphine, and heroin. Coroner Mark Hammond told the Daily Independent the boy's death is the youngest illegal drug overdose ever in Boyd County. Court records show Rice is scheduled for trial on July 8th in Lawrence County. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office asking the public for help identifying a woman involved in a Mount Sterling burglary. Deputies say the woman stole from a concession stand in Easy Walker Park around 8:30 Wednesday morning. She reportedly had to break through a construction barrier to gain access to the stand. 7 cases of water and Gatorade were stolen from the scene. According to WKYT, the suspect was driving a silver F-150. Anyone who recognizes the woman or has information on the incident is asked to message the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's Facebook page or call 859-498-8704.
4 people in Laurel County have been arrested after officials say a 7-month-old child came in contact with meth. WKYT reports the child was taken to St. Joseph Hospital, London, and then transferred to the neonatal intensive care unit at the University of Kentucky Medical Center after deputies were called to a home on Ray Johnson Road last night. 2 caregivers and 2 other adults were arrested. Among those charged are 59-year-old Linda Mays, 25-year-old Lindsay Browning, 24-year-old Christopher Mays, and 59-year-old Russell Mays.
The reward offered for a missing Madison County woman is set to expire next week. Savannah Spurlock was last seen in January leaving a bar in Lexington with 3 men. Investigators say she went to a home in Garrett County later that same night. According to LEX 18, a home was searched in April in connection to her disappearance, but no arrests have been made. Spurlock's mother, Ellen Spurlock, is distributing car decals with Savannah's face on them in the hopes that they will convince someone to come forward. The car decals can be picked up at public libraries in Madison and Garrett counties and at the library in downtown Lexington. A $10,000 reward for information on Spurlock's location is being offered until May 15th. Those with information about the case are asked to call the Richmond Police Department.
Pause for the Cause in Lexington is asking for people to help to treat a dog that is suffering from a gunshot wound and abuse-related injuries. Hercules was transferred to the Lexington facility on Tuesday. The animal had 2 fractured vertebrae from the 2 bullets lodged in his body and was untreated for 5 days. According to LEX 18, vets say it could cost anywhere between $500 to $1,000 to treat Hercules. To make a donation, visit the Pause for the Cause website. Donations can also be submitted over the phone. Just text PAWPRINT to 44321.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 64. Tomorrow a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 9 a.m., with cloudy skies and a high near 73. Tomorrow night a 10% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Saturday, a 40% chance of showers mainly after 10 a.m. with cloudy skies and a high near 65. And on Saturday night, showers likely mainly after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 55. Taking a look at the temperatures in the surrounding area, Flemingsburg, 74 degrees, Maysville, 75, Ashland, 75, Inez, 46, Grayson, 75, Lexington, 71, and right here in Moorhead, 76 degrees.
On our feature story this afternoon, more than 300 people are gathering in Frankfort this Saturday to talk about what the Green New Deal could mean for Kentucky. Nadia Ramlagan with the Kentucky News Connection has more.
More than 300 people are gathering in Frankfort this Saturday to talk about what the Green New Deal could mean for Kentucky. Sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York and Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Green New Deal legislation aims to jumpstart the U.S. economy and curb global warming by shifting the country to 100% clean, renewable energy sources by 2030. Garrett Blad of the Sunrise Movement, an organization of young people focused on clean energy jobs in the face of climate change, says communities need to start thinking about local investments and solutions.
For people in Kentucky, this is going to be a really important policy to both help the state transition away from coal and help communities that have been on the front lines of crises that are impacting our society.
Free and open to the public, the meeting is part of a cross-country National Road to a Green New Deal tour. The list of speakers includes Scott Shope, a fourth-generation coal miner, and State Representative Attica Scott. The event in Frankfort is being held by the Sunrise Movement, Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, and Service Employees International Union. More information is online at kftc.org. The meeting comes on the heels of a declining coal economy. In 2001, more than 90% of Kentucky's energy came from coal. Last year, it was 75%. Speakers will discuss how creating an energy infrastructure that produces zero emissions can bring jobs to the state in fields like solar and wind power. Cassa Heron of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth says workers in the coal industry can play a critical role in shaping Kentucky's clean energy future.
In Eastern Kentucky, miners have been asking and begging and fighting for health benefits because of black lung. The vision and promises of a new deal would have protections for workers who are transitioning to an economy that's focused on renewable energy.
A recent Yale University study found 81% of registered voters support the Green New Deal, including majorities in both major political parties. For Kentucky News Connection, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business, online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Celebrating more than 90 years in business, Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional Kentucky confections, including Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, Jameson's Chocolate, Blue Mondays, and an assortment of cream candies, gift baskets, and Kentucky-made gifts. Online ordering and shipping through Facebook at ruthhuntcandy.com.
There's baseball and softball across the 16th region tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. Taking a look at regional basketball action this evening, Bath County hosts a doubleheader. They'll face West Carter at 5:30 and East Carter at 7:30. Raceland hosts Fairview at 5:30. Elliott County travels to Rose Hill Christian. Fleming County travels to Powell. And Ashland Blazer hosts Russell. All of those games are slated to begin at 6 p.m. Taking a look at 16th regional softball action tonight, Boyd County hosts Greenup at 6 p.m. East Carter hosts Johnson Central, Elliott County hosts Magoffin County, and West Carter hosts Morgan County. All those games are at 6. Ashland Blazer travels to Raceland. That game begins at 5:30. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Kentucky High School Athletic Association has adopted a new policy aimed at addressing concerns of unsportsmanlike conduct by spectators. The policy states that any adult spectator who is removed by school administrators or by law enforcement for unsportsmanlike conduct will be suspended from attending, at minimum, the next contest at that level of competition and any contest in the meantime. The policy change comes after the KHSAA faced an alarming shortage of referees for high school sporting events in the past year. Commissioner Julian Tackett attributes that shortage of referees to unruly behavior from parents and spectators. Tackett recently published an op-ed that reported a 75% of all high school officials say adult behavior is the reason they hung up the whistle. Speaking on the KHSAA's new policy that could bar parents and other spectators from future games if they act inappropriately, Tackett said that he hopes the policy never has to be implemented. The Rowan County baseball team is off this evening. The Vikings are preparing for their home matchup tomorrow with 9-21 Morgan County. Festivities begin at 4:45 p.m. as the team celebrates its 7 senior players. Corey Binion, Matthew Gagliano, A.J. Hacker, Andrew Hankinson, Gabe Markwell, Ryan Mullen, and Shane Taylor are all set to graduate from the high school next week. The Vikings are sitting at the top of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association stat leaderboard. Hacker is 13th in the state right now for home runs and earned runs average this season. On the mound, he's 5th in the state for strikeouts with 86 in 10 games. Taylor, Binion, and Stevens all sit in the top 25 for hits. Gagliano is 11th in the state for runs so far this season. As a team, the Vikings are 1st in the state in runs and in hits. They are 4th in doubles and 9th in home runs. On the defensive side of the ball, the Vikings lead by 27 for total strikeouts. Game time with Morgan County on Friday night is set for 5:30 p.m. The Rowan County softball team has a couple of days off before they hit the road again this weekend. The Vikings face off in a round robin with Sheldon Clark and Lawrence County on Saturday afternoon. Rowan is slowly climbing the Kentucky High School Athletic Association leaderboard. Heavy hitters Haven Ford and Macy Jones put the team at 17th in the state for runs and 6th overall for hits. Rowan is the top school in the state for doubles with 18 more than the second place school. Ford is tied for 1st in the state for doubles with 22, while Jones sits at 3rd with 17. Lexi Morris also made that list. She's 18th in the state with 13 doubles. The Vikings are 22nd overall for RBIs. Rowan sits at 3rd in the 16th region right now with a 20-9 season. East Carter has 1st place spot at 23-6, and Raceland is 2nd at 21-8. First pitch in Louisa is set for 2 p.m. on Saturday. The Morehead State University baseball team is preparing to get back into OVC play this weekend. The Eagles haven't played since Sunday due to final exam week, but hit the practice field again on Wednesday for some light drills. The team went 4-0 during last week's games, largely in part to junior designated hitter John Bogert. He was named OVC Player of the Week on Tuesday. Head coach Mike McGuire said it was his performance as well as his timing that brought the team around.
The biggest thing is he got the hits when they mattered. And that's an important thing as a coach is, you know, some guys get a lot of hits with two outs, nobody on. And some guys get hits when the game is on the line. And that's what he hit 4 home runs, and every one of them was a decisive point in the ball game.
Morehead State will be back in action tomorrow night when they start a 3-game series with Tennessee Tech. First pitch in Cookeville is set for 7:05 p.m. 6 Morehead State athletic programs achieved a perfect score in the latest NCAA Academic Progress Rate report, while all teams made significant improvement to their multi-year APR totals. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
This marks the second consecutive year that 6 teams have achieved perfect single-year scores. The NCAA's multi-year APR is part of the overall Division I academic reform effort. The APR provides a real-time look at and full assessment of each team's academic performance by tracking the progress of every student-athlete on scholarship each semester. It takes into account eligibility, retention, and graduation. This report is a 4-year cohort leading up to the 2017-18 year. Volleyball, rifle, women's track, soccer, men's golf, and women's golf earned perfect 1,000 scores for the latest totals. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The Reds are wrapping up the first half of their Bay Area road trip this afternoon. Cincinnati is on the field right now with Oakland Athletics in the final game of their 3-game series. The Reds dropped a tight one to the A's 5-4 in 13 innings yesterday. Manager David Bell says his defense put together a major effort to keep that game close.
The ones Iglesias made really stand out. I mean, really incredible plays. Some of the best plays I think I've ever seen all in one game. That goes a long way, and it was really a good game. We obviously didn't win it, and but a lot of good defensive plays, a lot of good pitching, and gave us an opportunity. We just couldn't come up with the run to win the game.
Reds right-hander Tanner Roark started today's game. Oakland countered with Chris Bassett. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host the Eagle Day Camp June 10th through the 13th from 9 a.m. to noon in MSU's Johnson Arena, open to boys and girls in kindergarten through 8th grade. More information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell, resuming a deep sell-off this week after President Trump said China, quote, broke the deal at a rally Wednesday evening, fueling worries the U.S. and China will be unable to hatch a trade agreement before new tariffs go into effect at midnight. The Dow Industrials were down 138.84 at 25,828.49. The S&P 500 dropped 0.3% to 2870.70, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 0.4%, finishing at 7910.59. The Dow is down more than 700 points, and the S&P is down or has lost about 3% this week. Of course, over the weekend, Trump did threaten to raise tariffs, which precipitated the sell-off. Stocks paired some of the losses today after Trump said it is possible to get a trade deal with China this week. At one point today, the Dow had fallen nearly 450 points. China's vice premier will also dine with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and other U.S. officials tonight, just hours before the new tariffs are imposed. In corporate news, shares of Intel fell nearly 5.3% after sinking nearly 5% in the previous session, as the chipmaker said it sees both revenue and earnings per share growing in the single-digit percentage range over the next 3 years. They were also downgraded by a major broker, saying that the stock will continue to tread water at best. Chipmakers in general, which are sensitive to higher tariffs, took a hit today as NVIDIA and Micron dropped 2.1% and 1.2% respectively. The VanEck Vector Semiconductor ETF is down 6% so far this week. Apple has fell more than 1% today, and Boeing was also down 1% in today's trading. Chevron stock rose more than 3%, helping to support the Dow after the company said it will not submit a new offer to acquire Anadarko Petroleum and will collect a $1 billion breakup fee. And the CBOE Volatility Index, a measure of the 30-day implied volatility of the S&P 500, known as the VIX, hit a fresh high of 23.38. Turning now to local stocks of local interest, it was Marathon Petroleum down 227 at 52.96, Kroger up 6 cents at 25.34, Community Trust Bank up 13 cents at 41.99, Yum Brands up 23 cents at 172, and Humana was down 3.94 to finish at 243.84. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May 14th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt.
Taking one more look at the weather forecast, tonight a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 64. On Friday, a 30% chance of showers before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 73. Tomorrow night, a 10% chance of showers after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Saturday, a 40% chance of showers with cloudy skies and a high near 65. And on Saturday night, showers likely with cloudy skies and a low around 55. Looking at the temperatures, Flemingsburg 74, Maysville 75, Ashland 75, Inez 76, Grayson 75, Lexington 71, and right here in Moorhead, 76 degrees.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Naya Andwaza, Cody Robinson, Grant Johnson, Nacogdoches Miller, Tandy Wallingford, Chanisty Davis, Haley Stidham, Chaz Jenkins, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. KNN's Haley Hansen, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment today came from Nadia Ramlagan with Kentucky News Connection. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and Transitter W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg. for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.